I've been asked the question many times, why I chose Jamaica as my home. And my answer is always the same. I have never met a set of people who are as helpful, as loving, and as warm as the Jamaicans.
Sangeeta Sharma, an Indian national and recently naturalized Jamaican citizen, says she has been blessed to live in the beautiful island for the past 18 years.
Each day, I wake up and thank God that He has blessed us with this gorgeous island we call home. People from all over the world spend hundreds and thousands of dollars to come here, and we get to see it every day. Every single day, we need to thank God and appreciate the beauty.
Mrs. Sharma operates a business with her husband and has pledged to contribute to the development of the country.
As a resident, I have always tried to better my community, my neighborhood. As a citizen, I will aim at helping out and taking care of this paradise with all the resources at my disposal.
Sangeeta Sharma is one of 32 persons who were recently conferred with Jamaican citizenship by the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency PICA during an Oath of Allegiance or Affirmation ceremony. The ceremony is the final step in the process of becoming a citizen of Jamaica. The foreign nationals who participated in the ceremony hail from countries including Syria, Nigeria, India, Sri Lanka, Cuba, the United Kingdom, Suriname, Canada, and Myanmar. 7 became citizens by way of marriage, 6 by naturalization, and 16 by registration. Minister of National Security Dr. Horace Chang urged them to bear Jamaica's name with pride.
We're encouraging you to honor her with diligence and sincere labor, to strengthen her with your contributions to her communities, to defend her integrity through your rejection of all corrupt and violent activity. The preservation of our blessed nation is dependent on all our citizens. We must each play our part in advancing our welfare.
Chief Executive Officer CEO of PICA, Andrew Winter, says there has been an increase in the number of persons applying to become Jamaican citizens in recent years.
On average, it's around 3,000 persons per year. So for the last 10 years as an agent, just over 30,000 persons have become citizens. And it's one of the areas that we are planning to encourage, especially Jamaicans in the diaspora, for their children and their spouses to become citizens of Jamaica as well.
Meanwhile, Mr. Winter says PICA is moving to streamline the process for naturalization, particularly for Jamaicans in the diaspora and their families. There are 4 categories in which persons can become citizens. 1. Marriage. 2. Descent. 3. Registration. And 4. Naturalization. A non-national is eligible to make an application for citizenship by virtue of marriage if they are married to a Jamaican citizen. An applicant qualifies for citizenship by descent if they were born outside of Jamaica before August 6, 1962, their mother or father became or would have but for their death become a citizen of Jamaica on August 6, 1962, or they were born outside Jamaica after August 5, 1962, and their father or mother was a citizen of Jamaica by birth, descent, or registration by marriage on the date of their birth. Individuals interested in applying for Jamaican citizenship by naturalization should be at least 18 years old, have lived in Jamaica for a minimum of 5 years on aggregate, and for 12 months immediately preceding submission of the application. They must also be of good character. Although the number of requests to become a Jamaican citizen is increasing, the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency has given assurances that stringent vetting measures exist for persons pursuing the process. Among other things, detailed background checks are conducted on all prospective citizens before citizenship is granted.
It's not a free-for-all. You have to bring in your police records. We check with Interpol and international agencies. On the local scene, we carry out internal investigation to satisfy ourselves that you're a fit and proper person to be granted citizenship of this country.
Chief Executive Officer of PICA, Andrew Winter. For further information about becoming a Jamaican citizen, call the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency at 876-754-7422 or visit their website at pica.gov.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.